Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Todd, a measure before the Maine State Legislature, or the state legislature in Maine, would allow Mainers to choose outdoor cremations as a death ritual, a funeral pyre.
Yeah, that's what you want, Todd.
Well, it seems to be what you guys want.
Okay, you originally said throw your ashes on Lake Powell,
and then we could shoot flaming arrows at you.
Well, we turned to you putting you in a body on a raft, shoving you out there and shooting flaming arrows.
Yeah, what if the ashes are created on Lake Powell?
Right, there you go. So
I'm just uncomfortable with the assumption that I'm going to be the first one dead.
Well, one of us might not be shooting, you know.
I guess I hadn't thought of it that way.
Oh, I have.
Yeah. But I suppose, because I don't want to go on.
Whoever's left gets to shoot an arrow in your body if you die.
I don't want to go on without you. Right.
Well, and if there's only one person left, they're going to have to leave that responsibility to somebody else. Right. You're going to have to let somebody know that, you know, they'll just have to start you on fire on the
lake. Well, he says his kids are going to be in charge of his ashes, not us, which sucks. I think he told us that before. It's my kids in charge of this, not you guys.
That's such crap.
I think it's the right decision. I think it's wrong for us. We could have some fun.
Are they aware of this plan?
Oh, yeah. They are.
Are they on board?
Well, they're going to scatter your ashes there, but we want to actually shoot arrows and have you burned right up on Lake Powell. And then you said, how are we going to hit you from out? We said, we're going to shoot arrows into you point blank and then push it out. Which could be horrifying.
Well, we get crossbows.
I think we may have to do that, yeah.
And just right there at point blank and then just push.
There's only two sites in the United States where outdoor cremations as a death ritual is legal. Both of them are in Colorado, only one of them public. And even they cannot have any more than a dozen funerals every year. But in Maine, a bill there would allow a nonprofit that has at least 20 acres to carry out open-air cremations one at a time and then to scatter the ashes on the property.
Well, because they're already there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I think that goes on even without permits. Middle of the mountains.
I think it's illegal, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't take a body and just do what you want with it. You can't.
That's right. You can't. Right.
It's illegal. I mean, you have to. It's got to be cremated or buried or whatever. You just can't.
But there
take
is
a
scene in that Captain Fantastic movie.
Yeah, which is a movie.
Yeah, where they burn a body on the beach. Yeah.
Well, now they say one of the advantages is that family and friends can gather for the cremation instead of relying on a business to shove a body into an incinerator and hit a button.
Wouldn't that smell?
Outdoors?
I think it would. Yeah. And
just a burning body.
I think it would be difficult to get the fire hot enough. Because how hot are those cremation furnaces?
Well, they do work on that. They do know that that's an issue. And so they have worked on things like that.
Gasoline.
Yeah, you got to have some sort of accelerant that'll burn
this
hotter.
This is an open-air cremation. Yeah.
You just have to have a lot of fuel. You have to build a big bonfire to get it hot enough to burn a body.
Or shoot a Civil War cannonball at your body and have that blow right up. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't think that would reduce it to ashes, though.
Well, we do it enough.
There would just be body parts flying all over the place.
That's just so we could shoot a
that
cannon.
That could be upsetting for the family.
Good
right?
enough.
Right. Once again, we're not in charge. That's the reason.
Then it gives Zane one of my arms. Take this arm to the top of the sixth chair at Loveland.
Find a taxidermist, just have it shellacked.
And hang it on. And have it grip and leave it on there.
At the Colorado site for outdoor cremations, linen-wrapped bodies are placed atop a steel grate inside a brick-lined hearth surrounded by concrete that's a few feet high, wood piled under the grate to provide the necessary heat, juniper branches piled around the corpse. Families usually light the flame, something that holds religious value to many Hindus and Buddhists.
Well, Todd's a Buddhist.
Well, he's read the word.
Right.
he's none of those.
I adopt.
Does juniper make it smell better? when it lights the fire, like incense?
It might burn hot.
Yeah.
That might be the upside of juniper. Right. Does it say where in Colorado this is?
Oh, now you're changing. Oh, yeah. Like Powell,
no, not in the little bit I have right here.
Yeah, burn me up in Colorado and then take me all over the country. Although they say that you're not supposed to separate the ashes.
I'm not taking anywhere.
Because your ashes are all...
Oh, that's crap.
They adhere to one
people
spirit.
People take ashes and put them in little vials for their body, like for necklaces.
Did you see the story?
They're dead.
Just came out this week about Lemmy.
What'd he say?
His ashes.
Yeah, what are they?
Apparently they you know, he was cremated. They had little bits of his ashes loaded into bullets.
Oh, cool.
With his name engraved on them, and his close friends all got Lemmy bullets.
Oh, that's cool.
It looked like they were kind of they had an attachment for a chain.
Yeah, that's cool.
But it was a big bullet with Lemmy engraved on it.
And not meant to be shot?
No, I don't believe so.
No,
just a souvenir.
Yeah. But that's pretty cool.
That's cool.
If you're awesome. One of Lemmy's pals and had that, that's pretty awesome.
That's almost as cool as being shot out of a cannon.
Yeah.
That was Hunter Thompson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp arranged that.
Well, he was cremated first. Shoot him out of a cannon.
That was Hunter's idea.
It was.
Before he died, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
He'd said that he wanted that to happen.
Right. And he's got the fortified compound.
We'll shoot you out of a cannon, Todd, before the cremation.
Yeah.
How about we shoot your body right at a refrigerator just for old time, just to complete the bit?
To josh around.
We let the refrigerator shoot you.
Yeah,
the
josh around.
Yeah, revenge for the fridge.
Once again, we're not in charge.
This is probably why.
This is why.
Yeah, we're not making a good case.
Right. At least they wrap the body before they burn it. It would be horrifying if they just... watched all the skin drip off of loved ones. That's what I was envisioning. A bunch of nieces and nephews around and just watching their uncles melt.
No, I assume you wrap it in a sheet or something.
Yeah.
You know some geek has already asked if they could dress him up as Darth Vader and throw him on the pyre.
Yeah.
Some sort of Game of Thrones thing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently that's why people are looking into this more, has to do with Game of Thrones.
Oh, really? The pyres? Okay, good.
If I'm not mistaken.
Right. Well, I think whatever you want to do with your body is up to you. I mean, I want cremated.
I think I do, too. The idea being underground, especially here, like when it's cold and stuff.
Well, you're not going to be
stuck.
You're not going to know anything.
I know you're not aware,
but
the idea of it.
I just don't want this. I always thought it was just, I always thought it was just weird when I was a kid, even. You know, even before I really developed into it's a body in a casket under.
Yeah, but if you're cremated, you can't become a zombie someday.
True, and that's good though.
Yeah. Unless you want to be a zombie.
Right. Well, I've never thought of it that way. I don't.
All right.
I didn't take you too long to think of that, did it?
Yeah, I don't. Tanline Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire.
420.
It's 420. Yeah. For all you stoners out there.
That's not fair. It's 420 for everyone.
Yeah. Not just Toker Tuesday.
That is a good point. Toker Tuesday. Good one, Todd. Actually, 420 is not the same day every year either, by the way. It's like Easter. It rotates with
420.
It's always 420.
No, it's always on 420. It's not like Easter.
Okay.
It's on the same day every year like it should be.
Good point.
You don't have a handle on this holiday, do you, Tyler?
I don't.
No, it's on the same date every year. It's on a different day.
You're right. Wacky.
See, there's the...
Well, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
It's on the 20th of April every year.
I got some friends back east, so some of this stuff shows up on my Facebook page. Governor Tom Wolf, who's the governor of Dr. Mina's state there, Pennsylvania, just posted, the benefits of legalizing adult-use marijuana. This is recreational. 321,000 U.S. jobs in the industry, created 77,000 jobs in 2020.
And this is a governor saying
that? This is the governor of Pennsylvania. He's a Democrat. He's for extending, opening up. They have medical there, but doing it recreational. Boost state budgets, $50 million per month in California, $20 million per month in Colorado. That's the state budget. Legalizing hasn't substantially impacted car crashes and fatalities, crime rates, or the price of marijuana. That's what his headline is. So I'm reading one comment on here.
Oh, so he's got the black market dealers in mind.
This is a whole big. This is a
this legal stuff is going to be priced way out of range.
That's a governor of a purple state. It's not really a red state or a blue state. It's purple and go both ways. I mean, thank God for Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, because my area is a bunch of conservative douchebags. But see, I know a lot of right wing guys back east that couldn't care less about pot. They half of them probably still smoke a little bit of pot, you know. Because
there's a lot of guys like that here.
There are a lot of guys. There are a lot of guys like that here. So,
and many more who would,
right,
were they given a chance.
Right, exactly.
And by the way, I got a text from Dr. Mina. She's going to call on Thursday. Good. She said to give you a warning, Tyler, that her notes are filled with your name and lots of expletives next to them.
Aw, isn't that nice?
So apparently,
somebody's thinking about
you're in the crosshairs coming up on Thursday.
She's texting me, though. She wants to hook up and give me a hug when I'm back in Pennsylvania, when I go back and see my family finally. She wants to hug me, but if she's going to yell at me, I'm not going to go see her.
Yeah, well, you know, sounds like she's going to yell at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she just this weekend, she goes, let's get together. I want to give you a big hug. I said, well, that's cool.
Might be a hug followed by a slap.
And a raising of my hips, too. And a raising of my hips. I'm just going to get yelled at in person. I'll just take that in the phone. Did she say why?
No. She just said many things she heard. They ended up with notes of your name and expletives next to them. Right. So apparently you've been on a roll this week.
Yeah, I do that to kind of debate her sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I mean, not debate her, because I'll lose the debates, but I mean, to bait her. Yeah.
I can't think of what you said.
She said, catch it up with the podcast. If you're in the area in June, I want to give you a big hug. I said, I'd love that.
I'm guessing it has something to do with drinking a lot of alcohol or doing drugs or something like that.
I don't care about that. But I don't want to yell at me
about
COVID.
Well, that's why she's going to yell. Yeah, that's why you can't think of what it is, because you don't, the stuff it is that she yells at you about, you don't care.
Yeah, she even threw in the angry face emoji, so she means it.
Well, it can't be about COVID, right?
I doubt it.
No.
It's probably just dispensing, poor medical advice.
She knows I'm flying. And well, don't listen to me for medical advice.
That doesn't stop you from giving it.
No.
I thought she was going to go after me because she texted me and asked me not to drink the day I got my shot, and I had a couple.
Oh, because you weren't being a man, yeah.
Do you get a second opinion from yourself on that one?
I mulled it over momentarily.
I drank that day too, but I was fine.
See, that was the model.
Yeah.
I went by previous experience. Tyler had a couple, so I think I will.
Well, I Googled that everywhere, and even Dr. Mina said, like Craig said, they didn't do the study with alcohol or not. They did it just with people showing up.
Yeah.
Because they knew people were just going to show up and get their vaccine, you know. All right. So what day is she calling?
Thursday.
No. I think we're busy that day.
Doing this?
yeah. Oh, that's right. We'll be here. I want a heads up why she's yelling at me, though.
Well, that was your heads up, that she is going to yell at me.
I want a detail. You know, we all want details, because she just goes, and then Nick, and then Craig, and then Todd. You know?
I was just glad Puss didn't say my name here.
Yeah.
Well, that ruins the surprise. We'll all find out together.
Yeah, it's got most likely drinking or snorting or smoking something.
Shooting.
Yeah.
As in needles, not guns.
I could go right into the vein.
Yeah, but I don't really shoot up.
But you may have advocated for it at some point.
No, I did not.
In something that should not have been
That's
administered
Todd.
That
Todd
way.
Todd probably helped me out with that too, though.
Not in the last couple of weeks.
No.
Oh, she might have some commentary about our...
What?
Oh, we imparted some stories about our LSD tripping.
Yeah, but you're the one that tripped. I haven't tripped. You know,
yeah,
so.
And that was a long time ago.
Yeah, but she'd be yelling at me, so maybe she told me, maybe she could yell at me and say, you should have tripped too.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Should have done it while you were young.
Yeah. Open the doors of perception, man.
All right, damn it.
A group of officials in the Italian government is being investigated for allegedly consuming wild songbirds. The Telegraph reports officers busted the group holding a large lunch in spite of restrictions at a government building, which featured a menu of the illegally hunted creatures. songbirds.
Aren't they really good flavors? Is that why they do this? But it's
goldfinches, yeah. Siskins, red crossbills, among others.
Jesus.
Authorities say over 20 public officials were at the luncheon, breaking wildlife protection, hunting, and coronavirus lockdown laws. The Anti-Hunting League said the feast was shameful, but noted that this particular region is the worst in Italy and one of the worst in Europe for poaching. Songbirds in some part of Europe are considered a delicacy.
Yeah, I've heard that before, too.
I saw Nick post a picture of it was a grill full of finches.
Yeah.
And he was cooking over the weekend.
I saw that, right. Nick.
How'd that turn out?
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
Tossed in buffalo sauce.
Yeah. That did look good, Nick.
I've been smoking some meat.
Well, wasn't there? There was an episode of that show we watched, Billions.
Yes, yes.
And I forget what the bird was.
There was a private bird.
It was completely illegal.
Yeah, it was a private meal. They talk about it there.
What was that?
And they said that you're not supposed to eat these. You're supposed to cook them. And, right. But they got them because they're rich and have all the money in the world.
That was a cool episode. Well, that's a great show anyway. But I do remember that push. Yeah.
And you eat like the whole thing, bones and all.
Well, not Dr. Mean. I'm like in more trouble here. We had Andrew Zimmerman. A few times, Andrew Zimmerman. There's some underground flesh-eating ones.
Oh yeah,
people eat people.
Oh. You. That's
they find
not cool.
The flesh somehow. I don't know how. It's just that you know.
Yeah, that seems like that'd be the hardest part.
Yeah, because that's it's cannibalism. Yeah. I think that's still illegal.
Pretty sure.
But he was familiar with the underground eating clubs that had human flesh.
Is he eating that? You wouldn't.
No, he said he didn't want to go to those. Yeah,
that seems so gross.
The bird is called the ortolan bunting, and it's apparently considered a delicacy.
You know what though? You're gonna eat it and go, oh, it tastes like chicken.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, what different? It's still flesh, which it's gonna taste like something we've already eaten.
Can I dip it in ranch?
Right.
Toss it in buffalo sauce and give me some blue cheese.
People's heads would explode at the delicacy food club.
Right.
Like, dipped a special bird in ranch.
You're right. That's a $1,600 piece of meat right there.
Ketchup on that.
Right.
All right, buddy. DJ Weenie Wagon.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Wow, let's go with a palate cleanser.
Okay. Let's do a...
go back to weed. You were talking about, Mike, you mentioned how some of your conservative friends, really could care less. I'm in that boat.
Yeah, you don't care. You don't care about weed. Yeah, I know you don't. I know,
Live and let live. Yeah, yeah, I'm good with the gays, all the pronouns. I haven't figured them out yet, but I will.
Yeah, I get that.
But
I got
a story. So I'm in Tampa in my cousin's member guest tournament. This is where weed worked in my favor.
Got it.
So you play 9 whole matches against different guys. First 2 guys beat the snot out of us. Mm-hmm. Second 2 are beating us pretty bad, 2-0 on a 9-hole match.
Right.
And I get to the next tee, and one looks at the other and goes, dude, too many milligrams.
Oh.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, we're stacking, and we overdid it. They lost the next 7 holes. It was a beautiful thing.
I've seen that in real time with Todd.
They giggled their way all around to a loss. It was awesome.
I love that. Todd and I were golfing with our old producer on a 9-hole. Well, we had a 9-hole tournament years ago. 2 clubs, remember that?
Oh no, that was a different one.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I went to the Porta John and got stoned.
You were hitting the ball pretty good all day, and you went to Porta John and got stoned. Walked out, it was your turn, and you skied it directly into the air. I mean, it couldn't. It could. I mean, directly straight up into the air, and I'll never forget that. It was almost like a night and day shot.
I think it was a coincidence.
But he didn't slice. Right. No, he
I
didn't,
don't think so.
He didn't slice it. He didn't ground it. It went straight up in the air.
It went high.
And we rolled straight up in the air, right above his head. We rolled because he was obviously just really high when it happened.
I think Craig is right.
No, I was there. He was not. You were high, and you missed the ball.
High,
you missed it completely.
Yeah, I'm also perfectly capable of doing that when I'm not high.
It might have been a coincidence, but it was I golf with you more than anybody over some 20-some years, and I've seen you go straight up in the air. It was great. But I love that the edibles kicked in, and they end up winning 7.
Too much.
Yeah,
like, we've gone too far.
Sunday, no weed. I had like 3 horrible swings in that round.
Oh, no, you're used to golfing high. I get that. But it was just funny. You went in the porta potty, toked up pretty good, came out, hit the ball straight in the air, and we just laughed our ass off.
Just happened to be the very next shot.
You were crushing it, man. You weren't having a bad day at all.
You don't ball golf, do you, Nick?
Yeah.
I haven't in a long time.
You will.
Yeah.
You will with us.
Yeah. I think my set of clubs, I was like three woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
What I haven't done in a while, and what I saw Push do the last time we went out, was whiff.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that was legit whiff.
Oh, you whiff.
Yeah.
Holy.
He took a swing, and I thought, well, I thought he already took his practice swings, and I said, was that a whiff?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I was not drunk, and but it was my first round of the year, so that's what I'm going to blame that on.
Yeah.
Does that count as a stroke?
No.
If you don't hit the ball?
Well, not with us.
It's supposed to if you're playing for money.
Yeah.
Because you intend. The rule is if your intention is to strike the ball, and his intention was to strike the ball.
Oh, it was, yes.
That was his intention.
Yeah, it was. I was intending. I just did not.
We don't count that, Nick. Don't worry about it.
No.
It's good.
Even when you play with Todd, it's hit till you like
it. Till you like it. That's what Todd
That's the rule.
That's a great game.
Yeah. That sounds good, because I'm definitely going to be baked.
Yes.
Yeah, oh,
of course you will be.
The only people that don't like that rule is the group behind you.
Ah, well.
I try to be... conscious of that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hold somebody up.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
According to the Root Insurance Distracted Driving Awareness Survey...
Oh, wait a second here, because Craig has a pretty good theory. Dr. Mean is probably mad at Tyler because of his manly man vaccination persona.
Oh yes!
Everyone who's had a side effect was a pussy... including her.
Oh, my God. Why do we remember that?
That's it.
I ranted on that. I'm still ranting on that. Oh, that's totally it. Because she should know that I'm joking, and any audience member is not going to not get the vaccine because I'm going to call him a pussy. Because you are a pussy if you have problems with that. You know? I just doubled down to piss her off.
That'll help.
That's got to be it.
Thank you. That's totally it. Yeah, I'll take that abuse because that's funny.
We got a little more.
I was
the,
a man. So was Nick. Was a man. Craig was a man. Puss was half a man. Todd, pretty much all chick.
But he's always half a man.
That's right.
Right. Half a woman.
Yeah.
If you want to eat that ortolan, that bird they ate on Billy,
I don't really. You
here's
know.
What you do: you feed them grain in the dark, so they double their bulk, and then drown them in Armagnac
while they're still breathing.
It's kind of a brandy.
Yeah, I think I remember that being part of the episode because that's why it tastes because they. They drown on wine or brandy or whatever it is, and it flavors the meat.
I understand animals get killed anyway, but the cruelness, I'm not going to do that.
You eat them whole, covering your face with a towel to hide the act from God.
Oh, yeah, they did that in the episode.
Yeah.
They had towels over their head.
To maximize the aroma.
You eat it whole.
So you're eating it.
It's not very big.
So you swallow it bone and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, no, it looked like...
I want that clip. I want him saying that. Because we all just... You might even be at the end of, yeah, at the end.
No, I don't think that stuck.
No, you went, yeah.
I can see it right there. It
no, I want that clip. I want that clip.
It dropped out there for a second.
No, I think,
stupid computer.
I think you stepped on him and he said, and you went,
stupid computer.
Yeah. I want that clip after this break. Yeah, you went.
Yeah, I think it.
No, I don't get the part. So you're eating an illegal bird and you're drowning it in a horrible way, and then you're worried about God watching you eat it, right?
Right.
Where that's a ritual thing there, the God part, right?
It must be.
Because that doesn't exist.
That's got to go way back.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it was a small enough bird that, you know, it didn't look like it was much bigger than maybe a pigeon.
Well, you're right, though, Nick. The bone and all.
But yeah. I think
beak if it's a bird.
Yeah.
I think during
eyeballs.
If you cook it like that, it you know the bones are small enough that you.
It's just crunchy. Probably.
Yeah. They just grind. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
Man. And that's not good karma. You're just drowning your food at the table?
No, but you're choking it.
A status symbol, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, then that show is about that kind of stuff, you know, billions.
That's what it was all about.
Yeah, right.
Do you have any chicken fingers?
Would you like your bird choked at the table? Yes. Yes, please choke my bird at the table.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.